I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And let's take a couple minutes for your thoughts, because we got an earful in the past couple of weeks. We spoke with reporter Patricia Wen, whose series in the Boston Globe about a benefits program for the disabled provoked lawmakers to call for an investigation. SSI, the benefit that was created for the severely disabled, has increasingly been used by parents of children with less serious but demanding disabilities like ADHD. And some of those parents told Patricia they feel pressure to put their children on medications in order to get the monthly SSI payments. Well, we heard from many of you, including parents desperately needing SSI. Catherine Jones of Lansing, Michigan, wrote about her 21-month-old grandson who was born with a rare congenital disorder. We have her on the line. Catherine, how does the monthly SSI check help you?
He is ventilator dependent, mm-hmm. So he can't breathe without his ventilator.
Oh.
And SSI supplies his ventilator as well as transportation costs for him to get back and forth to the university hospital.
You wrote us that when he first came out of the hospital, he had to go 2-3 times a week, and the hospital is 80 miles away?
Correct. So it's 160 miles round trip, and without the SSI benefits, we just wouldn't be able to do it with gas prices.
Plus, your grandson also has nursing care?
Yeah, he has 24-hour nursing care. So the SSI provides for a nurse to be in our home overnight so that my daughter and I can actually sleep, because he has to have 24-hour care.
Wow. Well, we hope the little guy does well. But what do you say to people who say, well, what about insurance?
I do have insurance. I work for the state of Michigan, so I do have good insurance. But these benefits and things aren't covered by the insurance. I use my flexible spending account every year. We max that out. And my health insurance benefits are maxed out.
Yeah.
These things just aren't covered.
What do you think about, you know, the nub of our interview, which is that there are parents of children who maybe aren't that severely disabled but feel that they need help, and they're feeling that the only way they can get that help is to put their child on medication. These are children who have attention deficit disorders or autism.
You know, I think they're abusing the system a little bit. That's not what the system was actually set up for, and I think that there may be other things in their communities that they could do instead of going for this SSI benefit.
Are you worried that it sort of taints the SSI?
I am. I'm very worried, because they're painting us all as abusing the system by them abusing it.
But many of these parents would say they're not abusing it, that their children desperately need help.
I think we all are in a kind of a catch-22 with that, because we all need help currently. But for Charlie, that's my grandson, he's severely disabled. I mean, this is stuff that he needs to actually live.
Catherine, thanks so much for writing us. And again, our best to this little 21-month-old.
Yeah, we love the little guy.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, we also got a lot of response to our conversation with Clancy Martin. He's a writer and recovering alcoholic whose insider look at Alcoholics Anonymous was a cover story for Harper's. He told us that while AA helped save his life, he wishes the organization would be more open to new thinking about the role of medication and therapy. Well, we heard from a lot of you, most anonymously. Take Lee from Florida, who explained that medications aren't banned, but also that anonymity keeps the alcoholic ego in check.
Well, absolutely. And in the big book of AA, it says that we're like actors who want to run the whole show. We're sure that everybody would be happy if they would just do what we think they should do. And that's really what I thought of when I heard Mr. Martin speaking. He's just like me. The steps are a process of self-examination to find character defects like fear and selfishness, then to make amends to all the people we've hurt, and finally to carry AA's message to those who are still suffering, to talk about psychotherapy and to talk about pharmacology and all that stuff is outside the realm of what AA is there for.
So not necessarily good or bad, but just not a part of the program?
It's not mentioned anywhere in the big book of AA, except to say that some people need to seek help with professionals.
So thank you for all who wrote and called. We always love to hear from you, especially with pronunciations. I recently mentioned an upcoming story on Wisconsin's Manitowoc Manufacturing Company. Greg Schutz was surprised. He remembered I had relatives in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. How could I say Manitowoc when it's
Manitowoc?
Greg sent us this Merriam-Webster pronouncer. I love these things.
Manitowoc.
So my apologies to everyone in
Manitowoc,
Wisconsin. Let us hear from you at hereandnow.org. Up next, that controversial new MTV show, Skins, in 30 seconds, Here and Now.